Welcome to the Art of Tuning In podcast with Maria Furlano, sharing insights, tools, and conversations to inspire your energetic well-being. Hello, everyone. Welcome. This is Maria Furlano. Thank you for joining me on the Art of Tuning In podcast. It's great to be here with you again this week, and I'd like to share some quick sleep tips. And I'm hoping that these are things that are new to you and things that you haven't really read about. We have the normal things that people talk about, of course, that are really important, like, you know, eliminating your screen time before you go to sleep and making sure that you sleep in a darkened room and not eating, you know, for at least 2 hours, preferably three, before you go to sleep. And all of these wonderful things that actually are really helpful, not having caffeine, being mindful of stress and things that really activate your energy close to bedtime. And so today I'd like to share with you some things that you can do from an energetic perspective that I hope will help your body be able to align its energy and rest well. If you're new to my podcast, I want to thank you for being here. Thank you for finding me. My name is Maria Furlano, and I'm a spiritual intuitive, a physician of Chinese medicine. I specialize in medical Qigong, and everything on this podcast is about energetic alignment and working from an Eastern medicine perspective. I thank you for joining me. And if you've been listening for a while, I appreciate you so much for joining me again. It's always great to have you here. I always begin my podcasts with some breathing. It's really quick and simple. It just helps us remember to use our breath and get in alignment. And what you want to do is inhale nice and long through your nose, and then exhale even longer out your mouth. And that's it. It's really simple. Nice long inhale through your nose, and an even longer exhale out your mouth. And this calms your nervous system. It relaxes your heart rate. And it is phenomenal, by the way, to do before you are going to sleep. Because one of the things that's happening as we're getting ready for sleep is our body is starting to shift into a different rhythm, right? Into a different frequency. We've been going and going. We have lights on. We're activated. You know, we're looking at things. We might be feeling things, and now we're asking our body to shut down and go to sleep. And for some people, this is really easy. I mean, I know people who can have super busy days, be very active, you know, are very active with their mind. And when it comes time to go to sleep, they're out like a light. And I love those people. I envy those people. I'm not one of those people. When I am emotionally thinking about something, when I'm busy and actively creating, my brain goes. And when it gets dark, when I turn off the lights and I lay down to go to bed, sometimes that is the time when I personally have so much creativity going on in my mind, because now everything's quiet. No one's asking anything from me. I'm not checking my emails. I'm not checking my texts. There's no stimuli happening. And all of a sudden, these wonderful ideas start to surface. Now, I have two views on this. If you're able, if you live a lifestyle where you're able to use that time, that evening time of quiet when this creativity comes up, and you can use it well without sacrificing your own energy, meaning you're able to sleep in longer in the morning, you have more of a flexible work schedule or lifestyle, then I really personally use those evening hours, because sometimes the greatest ideas or solutions come to the surface. And I find that if we get up, if we actually put them into action, we'll probably go to bed much more quickly. So there is that is happening at the night. You know, people call it the nighttime muse, but not everybody is really able to spend that kind of time and then be able to have the energy the next day. And if you're dealing with stress, nighttime can be not only exhausting, but people begin to feel fear, feel anxiety when the nighttime is coming because they can't sleep. I used to have a private client say to me, you know, I've gotten to the point now where I start to dread the early evening hours because I realize that sleep time is coming and I have not slept well in years. And it's frustrating. And it's this cycle that I just can't seem to get over. And that is true for a lot of people. And if you've been dealing with a lot of stress, especially with everything that's been going on in the world, maybe this is new for you. Maybe you haven't experienced sleepless times before. I know a lot of people are complaining about lack of sleep. So I want to just bring up that stress is number one reason why people don't sleep. And of course, if you are having sleep issues, you should go to your doctor and see what's going on, because sometimes sleep issues can be other factors in the body, other health issues that need to be addressed. But for this episode, I'd really like to focus on the stress that causes us not to rest. Now, in Eastern medicine, the heart's energy. Okay, so remember, I'm talking about the energy of the heart. I'm not talking about the organ. So when I say things about a heart energy imbalance, I'm not trying to scare anybody about their organ of their heart. We're talking about the energy of the heart. And every organ in our body, according to Eastern medicine, it has an energy. It has a frequency. It is a living, active energy. So the heart's energy at nighttime is a place of rest. And if the heart cannot relax, if it cannot feel safe, it can't rest. And that anxiety, that energy that comes up from the heart not being able to rest is energy that moves upward. And it's really important, if you can visualize and understand how energy flows in the body, every organ, every meridian, all throughout the body has a way that the energy flows. And when it flows in balance, everything regulates, everything moves wonderfully, we feel great. But when energy starts to get stuck, stagnated, it starts to flow sometimes in an opposite direction. And this upward movement is a direction that causes the energy to come up to our head and causes us to think, causes us not to rest, causes us not to be able to root our energy and relax. So hopefully that makes a little bit of sense to you. In the very last podcast, I talked about frequencies of emotion. And it's the same with energy flow. We have different frequencies, different directions. And if we can just understand that our energy is flowing in a way that is not necessarily most beneficial to us, and we understand that there actually are mental ways and actual physical tools we can use to redirect that energy that cause us to relax, that cause us to root and ground, we can shift how we feel. So this is why it's great if you have an understanding that this is not just some random thing that's happening that you don't have control over. We actually do have more control than we might think we do. So if we understand that our energy is not resting, that it doesn't feel safe, that it can't seem to relax, right? So when we breathe in through the nose and we exhale long out the mouth, that is one way that we're beginning to release pent-up energy that is stuck. And as we do that, we're allowing an output for our body. It's like if you take the kettle and you take the top off of a kettle and all the steam comes out. Sometimes when we have stress, you have to think of it like all of this energy is building up inside of our body. And when we do things that release it, such as breathing, such as movement, sweating, meditation, stretching, anything that begins to allow the body to let go, we're taking that top off that kettle, we're allowing the steam to come out, and we will naturally begin to relax. If you force the energy down, you know, sometimes people will say, well, just root and ground your energy. And that is awesome. We definitely need to root and ground our energy before we really want to sleep. But you can't, again, like I said in the last episode, you can't go from one feeling directly to another feeling in a second, because there are frequencies, there are levels to go through. And if you're really dealing with stress, you can't expect yourself to go from stress and worry mode to complete relaxation. It doesn't work that way. Your body is trying to work things out. Your mind is trying to work things out. Your emotions are working things out. However, there is a difference when our emotions begin to run awry, when stress is continuous and the overwhelm of stress is continuous, and we start just replaying the same thoughts over and over in our mind. And we don't necessarily come to good solutions that way, because it's just like playing this recorder of the same worries and fears that we have every single day. First of all, you do want to begin to darken the room that you're in. The things that I'm going to share today, you definitely want to do them in a more darkened room. So I have this crystal lamp. It is not as bright as, of course, the room light. And so I'll begin by turning off all the lights in the room, and I will put on my crystal lamp, and it starts to change the mood in the room. So whether you're doing this in your bedroom or whether you decide to go into another room before you come to bed, make sure the lights are dim. Some people will even use candlelight, and that's fine too, or the electric candles just to have a soft glow. But it is true that our body takes clues from the light. This is something too, just as a little side note, because we are not as in tune with nature anymore in our modern world. Remember that many, many years ago, before electricity, people would go to bed close after the sun would go down, and they would rise close when the sun was rising. And our system was in tune with light, with morning, with night, just like the animals, with resting. And now we're not in tune with that. So we really need to take the steps to begin to create that atmosphere for ourselves. And it can make a huge difference. And of course, you've all heard about why we shouldn't be on our screens, because it activates our brain and it doesn't put us in this rest mode. So we want to create the mood and the atmosphere. Also, putting on gentle music. Sometimes what we do is we have a wave sound, and that's really beautiful. It just kind of is this white noise kind of, but it's waves and it's very, very soothing. If you were to picture that your energy is flying like a kite, the kite is floating. And as you begin to come into sleep, the kite begins to slowly descend from the sky, really slowly, right? Just floating, moving gracefully, and it finally comes down to the earth. And that's what our energy is like when we're needing to shift from active mode of our day. Maybe you've been taking care of your children, maybe you've been cleaning up the kitchen, maybe you've been writing a report, checking your emails, whatever it is, you now need to stop all of that and begin to settle. And this is a slow way that our energy actually does begin to descend into the evening. If we can have that in mind, then we understand how our energy is, and we may not get as frustrated with ourselves. And that's the whole point of the kite. And I'd like you to think about this kite floating and descending during your evening getting ready for bed. If you can close your eyes and you can picture this kite descending as you very gently move through your body and gently stretch and gently roll your joints and gently breathe, your energy will do two things. You'll start to release through your body stuff that's stuck and stagnant from the day. So you'll have a little bit of blood flow. You'll start to get your body warm. You will begin to relax your body, because your body will then be warm and then it will start to cool down. When we sleep, we want to have our body actually cool down. It helps us go to sleep. So that's why gentle movements
or a hot shower or a hot bath help the body before sleep. The other thing that we do in Eastern medicine is we want to bring the attention into our feet. And this can work two ways. If you're someone that tends to be cold, you can really enjoy a warm water bottle on the bottoms of your feet. So when you get into bed, you would put a warm water bottle just at the bottoms of your feet. Now, of course, protect the water bottle. Don't burn your skin. It's only warm. It's not hot. But this will naturally bring your energy down. It will start to completely relax you. If you're someone who tends to be hot and you may have hot hands and feet in the evening, using a cool water bottle. Now, not ice, not frozen, nothing cold like that, but just kind of lukewarm, cooler water bottle at the bottom of your feet will help draw the energy down and the heat out of your body. It can be very, very soothing. You can also put a warm water bottle, if you're someone who tends towards cold, on your belly. And of course, again, you protect your skin. You don't ever expose yourself to any kind of excess heat. But this warm water bottle at your belly can really help bring the energy down in your body and help your heart's energy to start to relax. And if you're someone who really enjoys a guided visualization, I have a free one for you. If you go to theartoftuningin.com and you sign up for the Energy Insights, you'll get immediate access to an audio series. And in that audio series is included something that's called Sweet Sleep. And Sweet Sleep is a guided visualization that you can put in your ears and listen to. And it slowly guides your energy into a relaxed state so you can fall asleep. I created this Sweet Sleep for my clients who were traveling a lot and who really needed something, especially with a hectic schedule, something to anchor their energy, something that they could use. And it's been really, really helpful. So I'm making that available to anyone who wishes to go and download that and use it. And I really hope you enjoy it. Again, just go to theartoftuningin.com and sign up for the insights and you'll get that right away. So we've talked about the kite and floating the kite down, that your system needs time to relax. We've talked about creating the ambiance of your room. And we've talked about opening your joints, very slowly opening the body. And we've talked about using either a warm water bottle on your feet when you get into bed, if you're someone who tends towards cold, or a cooler water bottle, not ice cold, but just cooler, lukewarm water bottle on your feet if you're someone who tends towards heat, maybe hot hands and feet. We've also talked about you can use that warm water bottle on your belly and help to relax the energy of your belly. The other thing that I want to bring up is you can use sounds to help relax your energy. And I realize that on a podcast, this may be a little strange and difficult to visualize, but the sound of the heart is ha, H-A. And if you were, while you were doing your gentle joint opening, if you were to pause, and you can do this quietly, and you were to do what we call a descending, meaning going from higher to lower, ha, like this, ha. Very simply, just going from higher to lower, nice and fluid, and you picture the energy in your heart being released and relaxed. The energy in your heart directly comes up through the ha and is released out in front of you and falls beautifully into the earth. If you can picture that and do that a few times, you will be also begin to relax the energy in your body. And you'll begin to naturally continue that kite floating down of relaxing and grounding and shifting from the daytime to the nighttime. And the other thing that you can do, especially if you're dealing with lots of concerns, worries, fears that are coming up that really do surface when it's quiet. Journaling, one of the best things that you can do. And literally what happens when you journal before bed is you don't try to solve any problem, but you dump it out on the paper. You just allow your pen, pencil, to completely flow. It's better if you can do it with pen or pencil in a journal. Without the screen, without the light, without all of that, your system begins to release differently than it does when you're typing on a computer. So if you can use a journal, it is really beneficial. And again, you're not trying to solve a problem. You're wanting to just let it out. You're wanting to let everything that you're thinking about literally vomit onto the page. You don't want to hold anything back. You don't want to censor yourself. You don't want to go back over anything. But this is another way of discharging energy, discharging the energy of your thoughts, the energy that you're holding in. In medical Qigong, in energetic medicine, we want to be able to discharge our energy so that we're not holding on to it. And then after we're able to let it go, then we're able to ground ourselves and relax. But we want to make sure that we've let go first. And if you're trying to force yourself to go to sleep and you're trying to stop these thoughts that come up, it's really a game that you're not going to win. So you want to take the steps. You create a new routine. You set your ambiance where you move your body a little bit. You use the tools of the warm water bottle or the cool water bottle. And you allow yourself to really dump out all of your fears, all of your stresses, all of your angst into a journal that you can tomorrow tear up, shred, whatever you want to do, but you want to get it out. Once we get it out, there's a release in our body. It's similar to when we meditate and we try to control our thoughts. That never works. You don't want to control your thoughts when you meditate. You actually need to allow the thoughts to be as they are and to move past them. And that's what we're doing when we release onto a page, is we're allowing our thoughts to be what they are. We're not trying to control anything. We're just allowing them to speak and to get out. A lot of people deal with waking up in the middle of the night. And all of these tools work when you wake up in the middle of the night as well. You can get up, walk around a little bit. In fact, it's really recommended that you don't lay there in your bed and toss and turn and try to go back to sleep if you can't. Get up, take a little walk around. Even if you have a window, you know, open the window, get a little fresh air. Sometimes that helps. If you are feeling emotions come up, if you find that you're stressing, get out that journal, start to write it out, let it flow, don't censor yourself, move your joints a little bit. And if you like doing the ha, and it's in the middle of the night, you don't want to wake people up, if there's people in your home, you can do a silent ha. And a silent ha is you just visualize the ha, you know that it's coming from your heart, and it's more like a whisper. You're going to inhale through your nose, and you will just go, so I'm saying ha, but I'm doing a silent ha. It's a whisper. You can do that several times, and you will be amazed at how much that actually helps to calm your energy. You can use the warm water bottles again or the cool water bottles. You can put in the guided visualization that I have on my site. You can repeat all of these tools, allowing yourself, like the kite, floating down and just recentering and regrounding. The more we do this repeatedly, night after night, the more our system gets actually used to going to sleep again. You retrain your body to know that nighttime is a time when you're going to tune out, you're going to relax, you're going to get your rest, and the next day you will be refreshed and ready to deal with whatever you're dealing with in your life. So there is a retraining process, and I want to say that because people can get very frustrated if they try something and like, well, it didn't work. It takes time. It can take a lot of time depending upon what you're dealing with. Sometimes when we're retraining something in the body, it can take up to 3 months to do that if we do it consistently and if we do it with a real open mind and open heart. And sometimes it can happen in a matter of a couple weeks. So it just depends what's going on with you, what's needed to rebalance in your life. But please don't give up on this, because sleep is so essential. It is so essential to actually being able to solve the stresses in your life. And I really, really want you to have as much nourishment as you can. And I completely understand, because sleep has been something in my life that I've had to learn how to do these tools. I've had to incorporate them on a regular basis in my life, especially during stressful times. So I hope that helps today. Let me know. Let me know how it goes. Let me know what you're needing. And again, visit theartoftuningin.com. Sign up. Get that guided sleep visualization. I really hope it helps. I will see you next week. Have a great week. Thank you for tuning in. If you'd like to learn more and elevate your energetic well-being, I invite you to visit theartoftuningin.com, where you can learn all about our online studio. I look forward to meeting you there.